We're going to head out right now, and we are joined by the aforementioned head coach of the San Diego Gulls, Dallas Eakins. And Dallas, welcome to the program. Great to have you this morning. How are you?
Excellent. Good morning to you, and thanks for having me.
Great having you. Hey, let's go back to Friday night. You guys ended up winning that match in four overtimes, 3-2. Could you kind of take us through that? Because, I mean, you and your coaching staff were on the sidelines. Your guys were playing their tails off, and, you know, both teams were playing great and competitive, and now fatigue is setting in. What can you do as a coach at that point in time when you're in the second and third and then fourth overtime?
Well, the biggest thing for me was just to, you know, try to keep on top of our habits, you know, keep bringing that up, really simple things, because, you know, as your legs go and as your heart rates get high and fatigue is setting in, the first thing to go is your brain. And if your brain's not firing on all cylinders, then that's when there's going to be a mistake made. And you're going to be in trouble. And obviously the other team's going through the same thing. And for me, it was just trying to keep us sharp mentally.
And then you guys got to come right back after that thrilling win, and you get back to the hotel real, real late. You got to come back, and you got to play again. You end up winning 4-1. How concerned were you going into that game about the fatigue factor?
Well, I'll tell you what. That's the one thing I was not fearful of. You know, the Bakersfield has an excellent team. You know, they're the top goal scoring team in our league. There were things in their game that I was worried about, but I was not worried about our fatigue factor at all, because it's one thing right from day one of training camp that we work hard on here is our fitness levels. We talk a lot about nutrition, and we talk a lot about we train not for the, you know, 12 to 18 or 20 minutes that you play each night during the regular season. We train for when we get into a third overtime in the playoffs. And the so coming back that next night, our guys have worked extremely hard at it this year. They take great pride in it. And I knew we were going to be good in that area of the game for sure.
We're visiting with Dallas Eakins, the head coach of the San Diego Gulls, our guest here on the SDCCU fan hotline. Dallas, 4 years now here in San Diego. I don't know what you anticipated when you took this job, but you could be coaching in a lot worse cities, that's for sure. But talk a little bit about just coaching in the AHL after your experience in the NHL, and how you kind of keep this all together with players coming and going on a daily basis.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a great privilege to coach in this league, and even a greater privilege to coach in this great community. It's you know, the When you're hired as a coach, it's what we do. Eventually, you're going to be fired, or you're going to move on to another job at some point. That's just the way this lifestyle goes. And coming out of my last coaching gig, I can't think of a better landing spot, a place that my family has really, you know, set some roots into and really call home here in San Diego. So from a family point of view and from a landing spot after my last job, it's been wonderful. And then with the players going up and down, we're fortunate that our big club is just up the road, which helps a little bit. But even with the help, it being nice and close for our players, it does mean that there is more movement. Just because it's convenient to do it. But it's just what we do here. And I know it looks chaotic sometimes to people on the outside, but we find a way. And, you know, I talk a lot, not only my players, but when I go speak, I talk about circumstance and choice. And that's the circumstance that we're in this league. And then you have a choice. You're either going to deal with it and embrace it, or you can whine and complain about it. And we always take the approach of, hey, it's what we do. Let's find a solution and keep moving forward.
We're visiting with Dallas Eakins, the head coach of the San Diego Gulls. They'll be back at home tomorrow night. Game three of their series between the Gulls and the Bakersfield Condors. The Gulls lead the series 2-0. And again, Friday night, they'll be back at it as well in game four. Both matches get underway at 7 o'clock. What a performance, though, on Friday night by Jeff Glass. A career high and a franchise high. 51 saves in that four overtime game.
Yeah, he's had an interesting year. You know, we traded for him during the season. He wasn't playing much where he was at. He came in. It took him a while to get his feet underneath him. But he's battled the whole time. And the one thing that I'm really impressed and really proud of Jeff is that he's left no stone unturned on how he can improve his game, whether it's on the ice or mentally or physically. And a lot of times when, you know, especially veteran players, as they get a little older, they kind of settle into, well, this is what I do. This is how I've had success in the past, and I'm just going to stick with it. Where, you know, Jeff is out there looking every day, how can I get better? How can I get better? And I think we're really seeing that work and that investment into himself really pay off for our team right now.
Hey, Dallas, what dictates night to night who you start in the net?
Well, a lot of things. It's during the season, it can be a little bit different because we are trying to win games. But at the same point, we are a development league. And so it's the, you know, during the season, you know, maybe we're going to start our younger guy or a guy that we've been trying to develop a little bit more, give him a little bit more rope to either succeed or fail. But when we've gotten to the playoffs here, it's just been straight on, who do we think we can win with? And you know what? Kevin Boyle's had a hell of a year. He's had a real great season. Unfortunately, the puck wasn't bouncing the right way for him in game one of the San Jose series. We made a goaltending change, and Glasser's been excellent. So we stuck with Glasser. Now, going into that quadruple overtime game, it's just not a good plan to throw your goalie back in. I can throw all kinds of analytics at you about a goalie save percentage on back-to-back nights. And so that's why on game two, we started with Kevin. We've got full confidence in Kevin. And he was having an excellent game until he got injured in the third period there. So Jeff went back in the net. So there's a lot of different things that go into it. Fatigue, how the guy's playing. Our gut as a staff. It's always an interesting conversation when you start talking about your goalies.
Dallas Eakins, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. You talked about analytics. We hear that all the time in baseball. How much analytic information do you get right now for hockey?
Well, it's amazing. We're actually, at the NHL level, it's endless. Because, you know, there's just more people invested in it, and the American Hockey League's taken a huge step, and it's something that, you can call it analytics, it's just more stats. That's all it is, and it's a kind of a deeper look into different situations on the ice. And for me, I don't think you'd ever run your team solely off of it, but I certainly do like looking at it, and again, it creates a conversation. When it comes to deploying players, who's in the lineup, who's out, who's playing with who. For me in hockey, it's been interesting as the analytical side come in, because it seems like you either love analytics or you hate analytics. It's kind of like in today's world, you're either a Republican or you're a Democrat. And like for me on it, I've got a lot of old school in me, but I'm certainly going to have a look at this, the analytical stuff, and try to learn as much as I can with it so it can help me make informed decisions.
Well, you've done a marvelous job. I know you guys missed the playoffs last year, but you've had a heck of a run here in San Diego. And for a guy that went as a little boy to the original Gulls back in the 1966-67 season, I'm glad that high-level hockey came back to San Diego 4 years ago, and they couldn't have hired a better coach and a guy that is always doing the right thing. I've watched you from afar. I've never met you in person, but I really appreciate the job you've done to build the hockey fans back up, because this has always been a really, really good hockey town.
Well, I'll tell you what, thank you for the kind words, and I want you to know, like, every day that I wake up here and I'm able to come to the rink, or maybe it's a recovery day and we're not going to the rink, it is never lost on me what a great privilege it is to live here. And our fan base here is second to none. These people are incredible. We come home late at night or early in the morning here in the playoffs. They're there to greet us. They're strong on the road. They're in San Jose. They're in Bakersfield. They're waiting for the bus after the game in Bakersfield. Like, they are an inspiring group and such an easy group to go work hard for, and a very inspiring group as well.
Hey, Dallas, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tomorrow night. Good luck Friday night to wrap it up and get ready for the next round.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Dallas Eakins, the head coach of the San Diego Gulls. I really mean that. I mean, he's done a heck of a job. I mean, he's going to get another opportunity. In fact, from what I'm hearing right now, he very well could be the leading candidate for the Anaheim Ducks job. We'll see where that goes, but I think he has a pretty good opportunity possibly to have that. He joined us on the SDCCU fan hotline.